bringing it all back to Rosie on the House. It's the Mother Day edition. Good morning, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. It is our special Mother's Day edition. If you've never met my mother, Baby Kay, you can do that by going to the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and just listen to the 7:30 podcast. Mike, when will that podcast be up, you think? Mike says he's already got it up. So don't miss the rest of the show to go listen to that. You got to stay tuned here right now because we've got some special guests here in the studio. We want to talk about window covering. We were talking just at the end of the last hour the concept of super cooling and how everybody gets so misguided on how they're going to try and save money this summer on their air conditioning bill. And I always tell people they're looking at, you know, adding more insulation to the attic, putting an exhaust turbine to exhaust the hot air in the attic, put in radiant barriers, you know, the cure-all for everything. I think radiant barrier cures cancer and world hunger. And I always talk about, have you shaded your windows? It's like one of the first places to start. So we want to talk to Neil Frazier, founder and president of Bailey's Blind Repair. What an interesting niche of the home improvement industry to live in. How did this get started, Neil?
Well, I was a window covering installer and out doing jobs, and people were always asking me to do repairs of their window coverings while I was there. One thing led to another, and just started working it and built it up and celebrating our 10th year here coming in July.
Servicing Valleywide?
Valleywide.
Okay.
You'll have a physical location in Mesa and a physical location in Glendale.
Yes, we do. In Glendale, we're off of 59th Avenue and Greenway, and in Mesa, we're off of Dobson and Baseline.
With a huge inventory, I got a chance to stop in the Glendale location yesterday. I don't know how many thousands and thousands of parts you have. All neatly shelves and in containers, but if you've got a broken blind, it's pretty easy to walk in and get a replacement part and back in business fairly quickly.
I don't think most homeowners even think about that. They live with a broken blind until they can afford a new one. Is that what you find most of the time?
Absolutely. They just don't have any idea that we're out there and we can do that. And we do carry the largest selection of window covering repair parts sold to the individual in the valley and have for quite some time. Still to be able to walk into a store, pick up a part, and leave with it. I don't have to order it. I don't have to ship it. I don't have to pay any other costs for it. I can have it right now, right then, and fix my blind. Or you can drop it off Monday through Friday from 10 to 4, and we fix the blind for you. And all of our work, of course, comes with a tune-up, 1-year warranty, and we really enjoy it.
Okay, so you're talking about like we have here in the studio, the infamous mini blind, right?
Yes, yep.
You know, I've been at clients' homes giving them estimates for room additions where we had to untangle the cat from the mini blind. You know, there's a moth behind it, and they're flipping it, and then they fall in it. And I mean, those mini blinds are probably the most overused window covering on the planet. But how fixable are they?
All blinds are fixable. Mini blinds, of course, one of the biggest repairs for a mini blind is going to be the tilter mechanism, especially the bigger the blind. You're turning a 70 by 70 blind with a little tiny piece of plastic that's eventually from the Arizona sun going to snap and break. So it's a very simple repair. Dog damage and cat damage is one of our best repairs.
What are those called? Veins?
Yes, the horizontal slats.
Those are called veins. Mm-hmm. So when they're bent, you can match any color I've got and replace them?
Yep, pretty much match a place. Of course, yours will be a little bit faded. Ours will be brand new, but they come together as soon as the heat hits them. So those work out really good.
Can you take the brand new ones and move them up to the top where they're a little bit out of sight and then move the other ones more in the center of the screen?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In fact, most blinds usually have a slat or two at the very bottom extra, and we could either move one from there or have it matched and color matched and that type
of
thing.
We forgot you to turn your cell phone off before we started the broadcast. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Bailey's Blind Repair, what number would they call?
They could reach our main number at 602-594-594. 0740.
All right. And how did you come by the name Bailey? I think that's an interesting
Bailey is my daughter, and in the very beginning, she was getting ready to get into broadcast journalism, and I started this in hopes to put her through college and get her started with broadcast journalism.
And were you successful in that?
Yes, she has already graduated, and she's living here in Phoenix, married, and she's not helping fixing blinds. She's not into the blind
okay.
part of it, but
yeah.
she certainly, she had worked with us down there for a little bit, and she did pretty much the branding and colors and that kind of stuff for our new flyers and internet.
That's fantastic. It's I really enjoy having the family involved in our business, that's for sure. We're here with Neil Frazier, owner and founder of Bailey's Blind Repair, talking about repairing any type of window covering that you might have in your house. Neil, if you don't mind, we're going to distract just 1 minute. We've got a call online a little bit off topic. Let's take him real quick. Let me type up. Bring in Joe to the conversation real quick, because it's just slightly off topic. A lot of reasons people put on blinds is to cut the glare for the privacy, but they're also doing it to cut the energy gain and the heat gain in the middle of the summer as well. Mm-hmm. Joe, good morning. Thanks for calling, my friend.
Good morning, Rosie. I sure appreciate your show and wanted to thank you and share with your listeners the super cooling what we've experienced in Tucson.
Okay.
And I didn't totally understand how it worked until a year ago, and we decided to do that. The key is that, of course, they're charging you less money most of the time, except for the peak period. And actually, TEP this year is making it easier to save money by shortening that window, that peak use, from the hours of, it used to be 3 to 8, now it's 2 to 7. And, of
nice.
Course, every house is different, but my house, we tried it last year. I froze my wife out and paid less money. Now it's even easier. But what I found is super cooling versus just turning the temperature down that hour before the peak use was actually very comparable for us. And it didn't drive my wife crazy freezing her out. And and the only downside that I found is, of course, you're using your equipment a little bit more.
You are, but however, you're using it in a much reduced capacity because you're asking it to cool your house at night when it's 90 degrees instead of asking it to cool your house in the middle of the afternoon when it's 110 degrees. So it's like putting a small economy vehicle out on the highway on remote control as opposed to driving the Ferrari stop and start through city traffic. So, yeah, the unit is running more, but it's running under much less head pressure, and it's starting and stopping much less. What people don't realize is it costs 6 times more the electricity to start an air conditioner than it does to run an air conditioner. So you want a small air conditioner coming on, running a long time in off-peak hours. You'll actually be able to turn your thermostat down. People don't believe it, but I've got a 2,700-square-foot home. We're empty nesters now, but we did this when all the kids were home as well. We keep the temperature at 68 degrees in July and August, and we have a bill with a swimming pool of under $250. Okay, so it works. We've got thousands and thousands of testimonies. It doesn't cost you a dime to super cool. You don't have to invest anything. You just have to change the way you cool your house. I love Joe's technique because we do get complaints like Joe, I'm freezing my spouse out. I can't take it to 68 without a lot of complaining. So he's super cooling the last hour before the peak rate comes in. Very, very creative. Very ingenious, Joe. Appreciate the tip. Now I've got something else I got to go try. With that said, let's bring Sharon into the conversation, calling from Mesa, and she'd like to ask our guest, Neil, a question on some window coverings. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Super fantastic.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, hey, listen, we have up in horizontal vines, and one of them, they're plastic, and they clip on, and one of the guys got out of cattywampus, and I don't know how it happened. Is that something I should try and mess with? Can I adjust that or to get it back in line with the other ones? Or is that just broken and we should have you come out?
Absolutely. Either way, we can help you over the phone. You can send a picture to us, text a picture. We can talk to you over the phone about it. Sometimes it's just valance clips at the top, and those are adjustable so you could make it look different.
Okay, because one of them just is turned wrong, and I'm afraid to grab it because we've got the metal rod that has teeth, And then I have the plastic, little plastic piece, and these are old, so I don't want to grab a hold of it and turn it and go snap.
You want to try and talk her through this, right? Are you at home now, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm staring at it.
All right. Do you need to go find yourself a little short step stool?
Yeah, you guys can go to the next caller,
okay,
and I'll wait.
Okay, you go get a step stool. And what we're dealing with, Neil, are the, as I understand it, it's the loose-hanging horizontal verticals. Okay. Mm-hmm. And one of them are out of rotation with the rest.
The philosophy that we have down there is pretty much vertical headrails are more of a disposable item. We certainly can fix it for you, but by the time that you put some money into a vertical that's been, you know, the summer sun is going to rot those teeth, those carrier clips start to break, you put it and you fix it, a couple months later another one breaks. They're very inexpensive. It's more of a disposable item. We order up a new headrail, pop it in, you're good for another 15 years.
What would that cost?
The average is about $14 per foot.
Okay.
Self-aligning, self-adjusting headrail. Beautiful. Glides very easy. Top of the line.
So one of Sharon's options would be measure the headrail, mm-hmm. take a picture of it with her phone, come into your facility, mm-hmm. and y'all order a new headrail. Then y'all can either install it or she reinstalls it and then just clips the verticals back in place on that?
Yep. Your slats are universal and will pop in just about any headrail that's out there.
Is there some little trick now that we've had her go get a footstool and climb up there? we're gonna take a little break here, but when we come back, we're going to find out if there's some little trick that Neil can share with Sharon to see if we can't twist that thing back in place. Right here only at Rosie on the House. We fix them as we talk to them right here.